The Hit List.
KMFM.
So I am joined for my first interview of the festival by Example. Hiya, how are you?
Yeah, you know, good luck with your first interview.
Thank you. For like a first time festival goer to V-Fest, do you have, because obviously you've been as a punter, you've been here as performing, what's your like ultimate tip for festivals?
I know, I mean, it's a good festival to come to for the first time because, I know, it's a pretty safe festival. There's a good mix of acts, you know, if you like a bit of everything, V-Festival's good for that. As you can see, the weather's lovely. I've actually, out of five V-Festivals I've done, the weather's been amazing on three of them. Festival tips, you want festival tips?
Festival tips for a first-time festival goer.
Hand sanitizer, wet wipes, some kind of like mouthwash. Because invariably, most people ain't gonna end up showering. They're not gonna, you know, you just haven't got the time or the patience to queue, or, you know, showering's a bit too much admin, isn't it? So, wet wipes, hand sanitizers, and, you know, mouthwash, because obviously a lot of people end up in tents with people at the end of the night. Not my thing, but, you know, I'm married now and don't really like tents.
No.
Even when I was single, I don't really like tents, but some people love them, you know?
Yeah.
I suppose with some of the showers in a lot of places, you end up feeling more dirty when you come out, don't you? Because there's just so much stuff going on.
Depends what you get up to, really.
I mean,
some people like swimming in puddles, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just looks quite clean today. It'd be hard to find mud in this unless you make your own mud.
So Whiskey Story, it's out now. Big hit, big fan of it. Last time we spoke, you said that now it's album six, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
From every single now, it's going to be animals in clothing. You're still sticking to that?
Yeah, next single cover, definitely going to get some animals in clothing.
Have you got the animal sorted yet?
No, I'm going to get my fans to do it. Hopefully someone's got a pet squirrel or a pet owl, because I've been sent a lot of cats and dogs and a few iguanas, which are nice. And like dogs, to be honest, a lot of people put dogs in shirts, but if you look on Google Images, there's already a lot of dogs in shirts. I think the reason why we went with the front cover for Whiskey Story is because dogs in a shirt was amazing. You know, dogs in hats are quite generic. Dogs in shirts are amazing. But yeah, I'll announce it, and hopefully someone's got a squirrel or a ferret or something.
That's good. How many people have squirrels, pet squirrels?
You'd be surprised, mate.
That's true.
I mean, some people have sharks and...
Is that only in Dubai, though?
I know, a lot of the Bond villains have sharks, don't
they? That's true. So, as your, like, pre-show routine, do you have a set thing you do every time to kind of get hyped, to get into the mood?
Cocktails.
Yeah? What's your go-to cocktail?
Maybe a little cuddle, hug, a few high fives, maybe some Monster Munch. I don't know, I think if we were headlining this thing, or, you know, on the main stage, and there was a full band, and there's a lot of time and effort and pressure and rehearsals gone into it, be a lot more on edge, and maybe not nervous, but just anxious to get on stage. But it's me and my DJ, and we've been doing, like, we've already done 30 shows this summer, we're in the tent, you know, we're pretty experienced for this. I think it's just, like, business as usual today, go out there, get the crowd hype, smash it, hopefully, you know, and come away from it even drunker than last year.
Exactly. Do you have any like weird things on your rider, or is it just a pretty standard rider?
We used to ask for weird stuff back when we first started out, you know, 6-7 years ago. We used to try and take liberties and ask for weird stuff, but the more you experience this industry, you kind of realise it's quite stupid to ask for stupid things. It's better off just being easygoing.
So what sort of stuff did you ask for? Animals in clothing?
Cardboard cutouts and fridge magnets and, you know, wigs.
Yeah.
Stuff that keep you entertained, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like wig and fridge magnet parties you used to have back in the day.
Exactly.
Whereas now it's just Doritos and whiskey.
The Hit List.
The Hit List.
KMFM.